producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey America, getting ready for yet more results coming in our next show. We'll have them from New Hampshire. Early votes and a small little speck in the Granite State. It is tradition. I love tradition, whether it's hokey or not. And maybe this is a little hokey, but the first, like I said, the first couple of votes are in Dixville Notch. Kasich and Sanders got the early handful of votes. You know, the whole idea of a one-horse town, this is like a six-horse town. But I think it's really cool. Very cool. Trump and Sanders, will they ultimately be the winners in New Hampshire? Or does somebody else sneak in? Does a Bush sneak up? In the latest poll, or one of the last polls, Jeb was actually second. I mean, he wasn't close to Trump's numbers in the polls, but he was second. So how about that? It just goes to show you, sometimes the numbers can change on either side of this. I mean, sometimes it happens, for sure. Coming up, I'm going to tell you about the damaged lottery ticket, the $63 million damaged lottery ticket. That was just too undone. I'd become undone if I had that. Plus, we check the mailbag. Plenty of mail from all of you across this great nation about the Super Bowl, reaction to the Broncos winning and Eli Manning and a slew of other things, and also reaction to what's happening in this election cycle and how fascinating it's become and how more people are paying attention, but will it translate into more people voting? Because you always have a lot of people saying, well, my vote doesn't count because it gets canceled out, and that's not good. So it's, I hate that when I hear that, though. I think if you want to, I don't think, for me, if you want to go and vote and you want to complain about it, you got to go and vote. I'd love to see record attendance. Or voting records, record attendance. Attendance of standing in the line. I would love it. In fact, where I vote, my precinct heavily votes, and I like it because I feel like I'm really voting. There's so many people around me who are voting. It's like, wow, yeah, all these people came out. They didn't make excuses for why they couldn't vote and how it would cancel the person down the street that they knew or someone in their own family. And I loved it. Really, really loved it. Because I felt like I was voting. I didn't feel like I walked in. It was like a ghost town. Oh, thank goodness someone's here. We have a live one. They're actually doing it. No, it was at a library, and it was wrapped around the inside, wrapped around the outside. It was crowded. Absolutely. Besides checking the mailbag, odds and ends, because no doubt there are definitely a lot of odds and ends. One of them is Peyton Manning going to stay or go with the Denver Broncos. While we watch the Obamas in their waning moments at the White House after two terms, and now there have been subsequently more interviews with the Obamas, one of the things that they're feeling badly about is the what they call the Wi-Fi situation at the White House. So they did an interview on CBS's Super Bowl pregame show with Gail King, and Obama said he hopes to have the whole tech thing, I love this, he hopes to have the whole tech thing figured out because there's a lot of Wi-Fi dead spots in the White House. And the First Lady agreed with him, saying it's a subject of contention. The girls are just irritated by it. The daughters, Sasha and Malia, because they're going to school and they can't do their schoolwork. So, Super Bowl Sunday, they were going to watch the game. Maybe Wi-Fi, maybe sketchy Wi-Fi. Does it make you feel any better that the President of the United States has sketchy Wi-Fi? You think you got problems. How'd you like to be the President of the United States? Or the daughters of the President of the United States, and they can't even respond to classmates? So therein lies the fear we all have. Everything in our world pretty much is powered by the computer, including the little computer you have in your hand that you're walking around with 24/7. Yeah. I get the opinions that we could wrap around the studio. If I had a $63 million lottery ticket, no matter who I decided not to tell or whatever, I would cash that sucker. I would let them know I have it. I would do whatever I had to do, whatever the protocol was. I would not be dragging around. I get why people have to get their ducks in a row, but you have to be so careful of this. So we don't even know if this is true, but a man claims he bought a $63 million winning ticket in the California lottery. He's suing. He said he was told the ticket was too damaged and disallowed for the jackpot. It was one that he got this past summer in August, and it matched the winning numbers. Oh. He says he got the ticket to the lottery officials and was given a congratulatory note along with a photocopy of the ticket. Okay, so he gets that. But in January, he got a follow-up saying that the ticket was too damaged to be reconstructed. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Because first they told him he had it. So they tell him he has it, and then they tell him they just can't. He can't be paid because they can't read it. What are they doing? And I saw the different versions of it, and clearly I could see it. Oh, that's like the worst. Hey, congratulations on your $63 million, which would have been a lump sum of 39.9. But we've changed our mind because we can't read the numbers now. We did originally say we could, and now good for him. Go to court. They say they never got his claim. Well, of course, here's what happened. The ticket was torn, washed, and a little burned. Can you see the numbers or not see the numbers? If you totally cannot see the numbers, different story. But if the money hasn't been claimed, the jackpot goes into California schools. So what's interesting is, regardless, the 7-Eleven where it was sold, they make some bucks. I think you all know this, right? They get about $315,000 for selling the ticket. Not bad. Pressing a couple of buttons. And that's it. Coming up next, we got the mailbag. What did you have to say? We'll find out next.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ah, the mail. Lots of it always. You can flip me a call or flip me an email any time of day, 24/7. The calls, you got to wait till I'm on the air. And by the way, we're talking about who do you think's going to win? Who do you think's going to win? I know you got one eye open. Some of you have three eyes open. You're wide-eyed and you're working on a bunch of stuff. I get a lot of college students that send me emails and a lot of you who are running your own companies or some of you who are just night owls for sure. Trump? Rubio? Who is it? I think we all know it's got to be Sanders. I'd be stunned. There would be your big stunner. If Hillary Clinton won New Hampshire, yeah, I don't think so. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one is from Newton. That's a cool name. Yo, Kate, what do you think about Brazil and Zika and all the other problems that they're having with these upcoming Olympics? Did you hear that the Olympic Committee is talking about athletes maybe not attending the Olympics over the Zika? What do you think? Yeah, I think that I'm glad you pointed that out. Absolutely. The Olympic Committee told the U.S. sports federations that athletes and staff concerned for their health over Zika shouldn't go to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games in August because of what they're going through with this Zika virus. I mean, there's a big threat to pull out of Rio de Janeiro. Athletes and some support staff might have to come up with their own decision whether they're going to do it or not. You know, the U.S. won the most medals at the last Olympics in London in 2012, so it'd be important for the Rio Games to have the U.S. there. But for goodness sake, you know, Zika, this virus, it causes a birth defect masked by an abnormally small head. The World Health Organization has declared an international health emergency February 1st. And pregnant women, forget about it. They're having all kinds of problems in Rio. They're telling the people there to not, to put off having children. Can you imagine? Because we have this virus we're trying to contain. So put off the pregnancy. Put it off. And now the thing with the athletes. I mean, they didn't really necessarily say they were overly concerned, but it does with these outbreaks, it's not good. 33 countries, infection usually mild, but the outbreak once it happens, not good. I guarantee there's some that are waning. Okay, let's go to another one. This one from Harry. Katie Kate, how's life treating you? Wondering if you think Hillary Clinton survives all the way through in this election, or she runs into a brick wall called the U.S. government going after her for emails. I don't think, I don't think so. I think that she gets out of it. I think that the Clintons know better than anyone. I mean, could they come down? Could they be brought down? Of course they could be. Do I think they will be? I just don't. I don't think they will be. They're lawyers. There's loopholes. There's ways around it. It looks like that anyway. But not if the evidence is so hardcore, there's no way prosecutors could go against it. That's the key. How good is the ammunition? Are they ready to aim and fire on that? Accusations, digging further, that's one thing. Hardcore evidence, that's another thing. But we keep hearing that it's there. We do. So, in the last Republican debate, there were a couple of head-on collisions, and one of them happened with Marco Rubio and Chris Christie. Of course, I've been watching all these debates wire to wire, and this one was an interesting one. Chris Christie accused Rubio, the campaign, of a swing and a miss when they had these clips of himself repeating the same line over and over at campaign stops. In the clips, Christie touts the difference between being a governor and being in a legislature or being a senator. So, Chris Christie said Monday on Fox News Channel's The Kelly File, really interesting to try to make that comparison, but I didn't say them four times in a row in one debate in a way that was completely non-responsive to the question, like I was drowning and grabbing for a life preserver. So, he did talk about Rubio on the stage. They did go head to head about his voting record. I mean, listen, there's no denying it. He's not around for the votes. He's not there. So he knows it. And Chris Christie is calling him on it. And why would Chris Christie go after Rubio? Because he's in the position that Chris Christie would like to occupy. It's called striking distance. Not completely out of the loop. Striking distance. And that's Rubio. I mean, of course, you could look at a few other of the candidates and say similar things. Except for, you know, it's like when you look at Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, who shows up in this Emerson poll as coming in second, is a mystery. Every once in a while that happens. It seems so unlikely to me. Have any of you met anyone who said they're voting for Jeb Bush, or they like Jeb Bush, or they love to see Jeb Bush go through this campaign. You know what I hear about Jeb Bush? It's like the deadly. It's like the cute girl, but just not cute enough. Or, yeah, everybody likes her, but just not good enough. So, for Jeb Bush, this is what people say. They say, this is what they say. Not another Bush legacy, no. His time should have been before, but his brother got it. Or, nice guy. Gee, seems like a nice guy. Not voting for him. Don't want to see him get in. No, don't think he'll survive it. I have not met one person, and trust me, folks, off the air, I also meet a lot of people, and everybody's talking about the election. I haven't met anyone that wants to talk about Jeb Bush, other than he should get out of the way. He's not going to get out of the way. I can tell you that. Because he's got family backing, and people around him telling him to stay in. All the sycophants are saying stay in. To me, especially in the beginning, he looked like he didn't want to really be there. Like, yeah, this is okay, you know. And I might be misreading that completely wrong. It just really feels that way. And it has to be brutal to be in a position where he's got to deal with Donald Trump, where he has to deal with the possibilities of anyone else but Jeb, where he has to get jabbed by Donald Trump in the past, not so much lately, about low energy. Yeah, if you like that sort of thing. Oh, can you imagine someone saying that about you right to your face? Yeah, if you like that sort of thing, he's low energy. Low energy. And then you really start to look and you say, yeah, he is low energy compared to Donald Trump, right? I'm just saying. What chance? I don't think much of a chance at all. All right, so here's one from Chelsea who says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, but I thought of you. Jim Foley, his family, doing that documentary that's coming out. I hope you watch. It looked pretty good to me. I know I'll be watching. He, of course, is the American who had his head cut off. He was the journalist who just seemed and looked to be a super, super nice guy. Oh, yeah, and he was so young. I mean, think about that. He was an American journalist, a video reporter. He was a freelance war correspondent in the Syria Civil War. He was abducted in 2012, and the rest, sadly, is just history. But they did make a documentary. They made a movie about it, and I can't wait to see it, actually. It's his story. HBO has it. It's the James Foley story. Stay with us.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Remember, day or night, you can send me your thoughts to americatonight.net. Right before the New Hampshire primary, snow, baby. Lots of snow falling down all over New Hampshire. Now, the people in New Hampshire are so used to this. They know what it's like to deal with snow, and they've dealt with some horrific storms that we could never even imagine some of the rest of us in this country. You know, that's the way it goes when you live in New Hampshire. But what's interesting is, does it dissuade anybody from, here's what I would say, does it dissuade anyone from voting, going out? And I think that there's a lot of hardy people who will go out, they'll brave it. But a blizzard hitting New England, a day before the New Hampshire primary, they say timing is everything, don't they? Moving candidates from place to place, trying to hit every place they can. The eastern part of New England, they're talking about getting hit with like 8 inches of snow. Brutal. I was looking at this blizzard, though. It was pretty bad. It was. But this is also around New England, so not just in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, there were parts that were bad. There was even a bus that in Connecticut, So the most of New Hampshire, which has its presidential primaries Tuesday, was under a winter weather advisory, you know, through dawn on Tuesday. The National Weather Service predicts about 8 inches, like I said, but dry, fluffy snow ending before 6 a.m., so not quite as bad. The storm is also hitting Connecticut. A charter bus on its way to the Mohegan Sun Casino flipped over on a snowy, very snowy Interstate 95. 37 people were injured, 4 of them critically. Oh, what a way for that to happen. And Eastern Long Island gets the brunt of the storm. They get the prize, up to half a foot of snow and 30-mile-an-hour winds. Ooh, that's nasty. The winds can be killer. They just cut through you. It's like knives. Ah, get the knives away. It's been so long for me since I've spent any real time in snow that it seems unimaginable. But for some of you listening, you're right there in New Hampshire. So for you, it is very imaginable. You're living it and breathing it. And you get it. You know how to deal with it. For the rest of us, eh. Here's the deal. Would you recall the governor of Michigan after that whole Flint thing? He needs to be out of there, is what he needs to be. So the State Board of Canvassers has approved a petition to recall the governor, but deny the majority of proposals related to Flint's lead-tainted water crisis. So the board was split on one proposal to recall Snyder for acknowledging he had failed the people of Flint. That's what he did in his State of the State address. But the measure didn't pass. It was a 3-1. You have to have a 3-1 vote to approve it. So Snyder lives to fight another day. I don't know how you get over the hurdle of the horrific water situation in Flint, Michigan. I don't know how. Because even in just trying to figure out how they're going to deal with it, how they're going to clean it up, they're working on it, but it's been a nightmare. Think of the Exxon Valdez only local. It's what it seems like from everything that we've read about it. Let's just put it this way. It's bad. No way around it. It is bad stuff. And I've said this again a couple of times on the show. Think of your own family. Think of yourself. And you're paying a water bill every single month. Every single month. How do you feel if it gets tainted? Not happy. And I don't know what your water bills are, but they probably could be up over $100. Or more. Maybe more than that, depending on if you have water tanks and everything else. I know there's some people that have water tanks or other means to collect water. Let's put it that way. Overwhelmingly on the show, we didn't get to it all during the emails. The money is on a Republican to win ultimately the presidential election. But I would say not so fast, because there's some things we don't know on the other side, on the Democratic side, and on the Republican side, you still have a lot of people in the race. Then you have Michael Bloomberg, who's talking about a third party run, which would be disastrous, but could happen. So that's the big question swirling, for sure. And if you missed the show, because so many people also emailed me, and I didn't jump to it, but emailed me about Nail the Score. Nobody nailed the score from the Super Bowl. It was a defensive game. And some people think that's super exciting. Personally, for me, I thought it was such a boring Super Bowl. I mean, there were some exciting moments, but overall, oh, no way. I could look to so many other games that I would say that were much more exciting than the Super Bowl. I mean, a ton of games at the end of the season. Think of Arizona and think of what they went through just to make inroads. And of course, for Green Bay, or not Green Bay, of course, for the Panthers, Ron Rivera, class act, says, when he was asked on camera, "Would you tell your players?" Well, I told them this was a team that was there 2 years ago, and they got back, and look what happened. So we can be that team. We can definitely be that team. He's classy. Answering the questions and then telling the reporter exactly what he said in the locker room. Believe it or not, when it snows, New Hampshire schools can close. So the latest weather report we have is exactly that there's going to be some school closings, and they announced the school closings, and it's not looking great. Could be a really, really insane day with people traipsing out to vote, and then the weather conditions. And the weather conditions are perfect for snow. That means you're all jammed together trying to vote. Everybody actually in reality is freezing, halfway freezing. But there are off hours or other ways to take it to a vote. And especially now with more issues coming out, you can make a much more informed decision. And doesn't that feel better? Instead of, let me see, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, which one shouldn't I go? And it ends up somewhere on the cutting floor. No nail the scores this time around. No nail the score this week, but it comes back March Madness. But not on a regular basis. By the way, this is the way to get in touch with America Tonight. Not to be confused with America Tonight, Al Jazeera. They're going away. Bye-bye. 855-266-5283. That's the number to call if you want to vent. Do you want to vent? Although many of you did that in our last show. Whether we're talking about Super Bowls or something else relatable. So now there'll be all this speculation as I seg in a different direction. There'll be all this speculation on Peyton Manning. He wins another Super Bowl, although his numbers were really pedestrian at best. And does he stay in the game in some way, or does he step away from the game? I say step away. It's like Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant for the Lakers goes on this farewell tour, and it has to take some of the pressure off because he's playing and hoping to win, but it's not going to be the same question night and night again. Whereas it's the opposite problem. Out campaigning. Same, again and again. How do you answer it? How do you make it fresh? What are you doing? And that's all the things that spotters or campaign people are supposed to do for the candidate. He doesn't know this, but we're going to pull in Patrick Egdor for a little true or false.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Boy, we never get tired of the Jay Giles band, do we? 1981, baby. That's when Freeze Frame was released. How many times has that been played over and over and over again? Not just on this show, but just in general. How many times have you heard that song? A lot is the answer still. It's one of those songs that carries on. Final turn for this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. Patrick Eggdorf is manning the controls in Minnesota. He joins us. Patrick, what's the weather like in Minnesota?
That's actually cold tonight, which is kind of a bummer, but, you know, we're pretty resilient up here.
Yeah, you're very resilient. Are you born and bred a native Minnesotan?
I am, 22 years strong.
I like that, 22 years strong. Now, do you know this about this phenomenon called the meat raffle? You go to a bar, some bars, and they have meat, and they just go and buy it at a butcher shop, like some pork chops or fillets,
yep.
And you get a raffle ticket, and at the end of the night, they call the numbers, and you could win the meat.
Oh, yeah, very familiar.
I like that. Oh, yeah, very familiar. Have you ever won the meet?
I've never attended one. I just have friends, and in the town I live, there are plenty of meat raffles that go on.
I think it's the coolest thing. I do. I think it's cool. If you're going to the bar anyway and it's just a couple of bucks, what the heck? You may win, like, pork chops or something. That's great. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how about this? There's no true or false there. We're doing a little true or false for fun. There's a man who was furious over being told he had the winning lottery ticket, then having it snatched away, and he decided, I've had enough. He's suing over the winning ticket.
I'm going to say true for that one.
True, absolutely. He says he bought an, I mentioned this earlier, a $63 million winning ticket in the California lottery, and he's suing because this is how crazy it is. They sent him a letter saying he won, you know, basically that he gets a congratulatory note, and then they take it away. Oh, that would be nightmarish. Can you imagine, Patrick, you win something, it's downright, everybody sees it, and now it's so many months later, and it gets gunked up. You would have had $31,000 in the clear, paid taxes, everything. That's insane. I mean, there's, you have to just go somewhere, and you have to do chanting or something to get your mind off of how it would feel.
Yeah, I'd probably be pretty upset about that.
I'd be upset. That's just too much money. It's just a game changer. It just is. So it would be terrible to have that happen. Oh, awful. All right, how about this? The NFL keeps talking about expanding and playing in other places beyond the borders of the United States. And now, finally, they've got a plan set to be kicked into motion in Mexico City at the start of the year. So taking the football team pretty close by taking them as close up to the stadium as they can. So this is an international series. And the NFL last played in Mexico City in 2005. Wow, so it's been a while. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
You're going to say true?
I'll say false.
Heads I win, tails you lose. No, you're right. So how about that? So now they're talking about doing this international thing, and they're going to have some opportunities. I don't know. You think we'll ever have a football team in Mexico City? Patrick? He's like, why are you asking me that?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I think they want to go internationally. I think they want to do one in London and, I guess, Mexico City. Mm-hmm. But it's not easy to pull off. It's going to take a little bit of time. Have to wait.
Some
moving parts.
Consuming.
Yeah, it's time consuming. And to get people to buy into it, too. All right, how about this? True or false? A 370-mile-an-hour bullet fueled by batteries.
I'm going to say true.
Fueled by batteries. Do, 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 do. So you say true. It is true. Yes, indeed, it is true. That speed freaks have been going to Utah's Bonneville Salt Flats for more than a century. And the first car to break the 300-mile-an-hour barrier was 1935. And then subsequently, there have been so many others. The current world speed record for a battery-powered car is 307 miles an hour. How about that? Set by Venturi VBB-2.5. That's not bad, huh? That land record? It jumped up anyway. So bravo for that, I think. It's batteries. I've seen some of the car changing ports now when I've been out. Not in use, but they're out there in a few choice places in Dallas, Texas, that's for sure. How about this? We hear about threats, but was this enough for a threat? The Muslim Barbie is part of Instagram. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
Woohoo! The hijab. You know the thing they wear, the hijab over the face, the scarf? Wearing Barbie is becoming an Instagram star. Lots of people taking pictures of this new Barbie, that's for sure. Sucking up all the attention she is. And it's a beautiful little Barbie for what it's worth. But they decided this Barbie needs a makeover. So, with a miracle of animation. I wonder what that's going to be like. But I love the idea. They had a Barbie security scantily clad in denim hot pants, skimpy tops with her colorful head scarves that add some accent to it, layers. Pretty much she's always put together, so I can't imagine that she wouldn't be put together. Because, I don't know, for the Barbie thing, it makes sense that that was there already. So, here's the answer, or you give me the answer, true or false, about Barbie in the Muslim world. The Muslim Barbie, shut down or still going?
I'm going to say still going. True.
True. Ding, 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 ding. I'm making these too easy for you. True. Yes, indeed. True. How about this? I've got one more for you. I know it. On average, most of us hear a minute. Most of us are processing this, like you and I are having a conversation. 35 to 48 thoughts a minute. That's a big chunk of time. True or false?
Time. I believe it. I'm going to say true.
Yay! Good job. It is true. It's crazy. But on average, you and me and everybody else, we're processing up to 48 thoughts a minute. So by the end of the day, you have anywhere from 50,000 to 70,000 that are happening. That's crazy. That's crazy, Patrick, to think about that. How can you, for goodness sake, shut your mind off? I mean, you can't.
Yeah, no, it's hard to do that.
Nuts. All right, how about this? Finally, the world's biggest solar plant, I happen to see a picture of it, is actually in the desert, but the desert in California, in Palm Springs specific. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
Wow, false. World's largest connected solar plant switches on in the Sahara. So they're in the Sahara. But when you see pictures of it, oh, it's so frightening. And the whole idea is they're using this for the car and for ads and for whatever they need to use it for. Good job, Patrick Eggdorf, and all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
About your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.